This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Ontario Premier Doug Ford has apologized to Indigenous leaders for comments that some First Nations described as racist. The comments were sparked by opposition to Bill 5, which would allow his government to bypass environmental and other regulations in order to fast-track resource development in special economic zones. Dan Karpinchuk has more.
Native leaders have opposed Bill 5, which would, among other things, fast-track mining approvals for critical minerals. Last week, Premier Doug Ford appeared frustrated by their opposition.
You can't just keep coming hat in hand all the time to the government. You've got to be able to take care of yourselves.
Ford had also said his government was making an offer to First Nations on, quote, a silver platter, and that he had treated them like gold. But his language didn't sit well with most Indigenous leaders. Saul Mamakwa is the only First Nations member of the Ontario Legislature.
Those comments that were very deeply troubling, but also racist. As First Nations, we are not beggars.
During a two-hour meeting with the Indigenous leaders, Ford apologized.
And I just want to say I sincerely apologize for my words, not only if it hurt all the chiefs in that room, but all First Nations. And I get passionate because I want prosperity for their communities.
Speaking for the Native leaders, Anishinaabeg Nation Grand Council Chief Linda DeBasigi.
Our chiefs felt today that the apology was sincere. We are looking at today as a new day going forward.
DeBasigi says the meeting was not about Bill 5, but about the Ontario government upholding its treaty responsibility. She did say Native leaders are still opposed to Bill 5. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
It's the last day of Pride Month, an observance to celebrate the LGBTQ community. KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio has more on a Two-Spirit Navajo jurist.
Born in Lupton on the Navajo Nation, Maricopa County's first Indigenous Justice of the Peace, Deborah Ann Begay, has been ruling out of the Moon Valley Courthouse in North Phoenix since 2020. The Navy veteran attended UC Berkeley, then law school at ASU. She's a single parent who identifies as Two-Spirit. And Begay says the best part of her job is officiating marriages, especially for same-sex couples.
Doing the ceremony, you're performing a like professional function, but yet you're kind of included in their private lives. And that's even more so when I would get invited to their personal homes.
Despite the U.S. Supreme Court legalizing those unions in a 2015 landmark decision, they are still not recognized by the Navajo Nation. The Dene'en Marriage Act defines matrimony as being only between a man and a woman, though there's been recent pushback to repeal that law. I'm Gabriel Pietrazio.
In 1847, members of the Choctaw Nation donated $170 to victims of the Irish famine, a gift that keeps on giving. As Show McPolin reports, a new festival is bringing Indigenous and Irish people together again.
It's been 10 years since the Kindred Spirit sculpture was installed in the Irish county of Cork. From the 20-foot-tall stainless steel feathers, which commemorate the Choctaw donation, a new organization emerged. Kindred Spirits Ireland is hosting the World Peace Gathering this summer for those who wish to, quote, celebrate peace, healing, cultural exchange, and Indigenous wisdom. Featured guests include former Navajo Nation Attorney General Ethel Branch and Chief Phil Lane Jr. Sensei Stephen Segal, who claims DNA connections to Indigenous Yakut and Buryat heritage, was also just added to the lineup. For National Native News, I'm Sho McPolin in Ireland.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by AARP. AARP creates and connects people to unique tools and programs, helps conserve personal resources, and tackles issues that matter most to individuals, families, and communities. More at aarp.org.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs Strauss Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for over 40 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.